Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The OCA Ranch Rodeo is coming up on August 21st and 22nd at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. This event features 12 historic Oklahoma ranch teams in head-to-head competition for bruises and bragging rights. Chairman of the rodeo, Weston Gibbons, says this is cowboys helping kids.
It's a ranch rodeo with a cause. You can go find ranch rodeos to go to around the state, but there's a lot of things special about this ranch rodeo. What we do with the money generated, we give that money to the Children's Miracle Network.
Tickets to the Ranch Rodeo are available online at okcattleman.org.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, limited cash cattle trade developing Monday at higher money, although the trade levels are not strong enough to establish a good market trend for the week. But more activity is expected to develop in the last half of this week. The development of trade at $103 in the south and $163 to $167 in the north is helping to create expectations of further firmness in cash prices. The combination of new contract highs in October live cattle futures and firmness in box beef values has helped to stimulate optimism when it comes to pre-Labor Day cash sales. On the hog futures, well, the hogs retracted a large portion of previous gains yesterday as buyer support quickly ran out of gas. This expected to leave lean hog futures weak, but likely to open mixed in limited trade this morning. The inability for early week pork cutout values to follow last week's surge higher brought some reality into the market as traders continue to focus on long-term pork demand uncertainty while still trying to deal with burdensome supply of market hogs left over from spring packer shutdowns. On the grain, September Kansas City wheat trading down about 2.25 cents early today, nearly erasing yesterday's gain and putting prices back near their contract low. Wednesday's WASDE report will likely be bearish for wheat prices with higher U.S. and world crop estimates likely. So far, 2020-21 is looking like the sixth consecutive year U.S. wheat ending stocks will either be near or above 1 billion bushels, and the prospect of U.S. corn ending stocks at its highest level since the 1980s is not helping either. December corn is up about a half penny early today, facing a WASDE report this morning that Dow Jones expects to show a higher crop estimate near 15.2 billion bushels and higher ending stocks of about 2.8 billion bushels. And November soybeans are steady early, a quiet start ahead of today's WASDE report. According to Dow Jones, USDA is expected to increase the soybean crop estimate from 4.13 billion bushels to about 4.8. We're going to check your futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, on the livestock futures, August live cattle up 105 yesterday, 104.65. October up 115, 108.30. August feeder cattle up 92 cents, 144.50. September up 122, 146.62. And October hogs down $2, 51.82. Kansas City wheat to September now up 2.75, 416.75. December was up 2.25, 428.25. Chicago wheat, September up 4 cents, 495. December up 4 cents at 503.75. September corn up a penny, 311.5. And December up a half at 323.5. September soybeans now up a half penny at 870.5. November up a quarter penny, 873.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.